Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: retailers small and large adjust to changing men's fashion at the workplace, and when lottery pools at the office make people uncomfortable. Those stories after this.
Owning your own business can be so rewarding, but also really lonely and stressful. If you don't have anyone to consult with, it's hard to know if you're making the right decisions. That's why you need the Alternative Board, also known as TAB, a group of business owners and experts in your area that you can turn to for advice. TAB has been helping owners and CEOs of privately held businesses for close to 30 years with their business owner advisory boards. Each board is made up of up to 10 local non-competing business leaders. You meet together for 4 hours each month to discuss business issues and opportunities. You'll get valuable feedback and support, plus coaching between meetings. Having a TAB membership can make a huge difference for your business. Members report better work-life balance and a greater ability to deal with day-to-day operations. Plus, a TAB survey showed that their members surpassed the average sales revenues of privately held businesses by 2.5 times. Learn more about getting matched to the Alternative Board near you at my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Go now, and you'll also receive an ebook on 25 timeless principles of exceptional businesses, usually $16.95, but my listeners get it for free. Get started today at thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow.
With fewer men buying suits, retailers of tailored clothing are trying to adapt to a world in which it is no longer unthinkable to wear Lululemon pants to the office. Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner has the story. Suzanne, what's going on?
The shift to casual dressing has been going on for a long time, but it does, in fact, seem to be picking up speed. And we just had, in recent weeks, Goldman Sachs relax its dress code, and Target is now allowing store employees to wear jeans to work. So, you know, it's not something that's going away anytime soon, although, you know, I've gotten so many emails from men sort of bemoaning the fact that nobody wears suits anymore. There are still men who apparently do like to dress up, but, you know, that tide is not reversing anytime soon.
So a quick follow-up then. Goldman Sachs relaxed its dress code. What does that mean, or what are the new rules or guidelines?
You know, they're sort of leaving it up to their employees to dress in an appropriate way for their day. So, you know, use your best judgment. If you have a meeting with a client and you know that client is formal, wear a suit. If you don't have a meeting, you can wear, you know, khakis and a blazer, sort of, you know, a wide latitude. But, you know, which actually makes it a little bit harder for men, because it's not always clear what the appropriate attire should be or how to mix and match. You know, a suit was like a uniform. You just put it on with a tie, you're ready to go. Yeah. But it's a little bit harder for men to figure out how to do casual dressing.
All right, so what are stores like Men's Warehouse or Joseph A. Bank doing here to try to adjust?
Well, they're de-emphasizing the suits. So Joseph A. Bank has a new advertising campaign, and in the past, all their commercials featured men in suits. And this one, for the first time, doesn't. There's, I think, one man in a suit, but all the other images are, you know, men in jeans and a blazer or khakis and a sweater. And they're just trying to sort of get the message across that, hey, you know, you can come to us for more than just suits. They've also introduced the one area of suits that does seem to be growing is the custom suit area. And they have introduced a line of custom suits, very affordable, for starting at like $300 for a bespoke suit. And that is doing well for them.
Mm. We're speaking with Suzanne Kapner, Wall Street Journal reporter. Her piece is called Men Ditch Suits and Retailers Struggle to Adapt. So as part of this shift, you referenced a guy in your story who wears some sort of stretchy pants to work with
a
jacket?
They're Lululemon pants. You know, they're not yoga pants. So they do look like actual pants, but they have a lot of stretch in them. And you can, you know, they're pretty versatile. You can wear them to, you know, exercise in, but also, you know, on the golf course, in the office, at the gym. They're kind of like a 360 pant.
Wow, but not sweatpants.
They're not sweatpants, no. They have, it's called an ABC pant, and it does have like a waist and a button, but they're just very stretchy.
Thanks, Suzanne. Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. More after this. No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. So who wants in on the office lottery pool? Not everyone, apparently. How does your small business handle this? USA Today says for those who don't gamble and those on tight budgets, getting pressured to fork over $2, $5, $10, or $20 bills week after week can become taxing and annoying. One single mother at a medical center near Alexandria, Virginia, says that opting out of the workplace's collective lottery tickets turned out to be an alienating experience, saying she stopped getting invited to things positioned as somebody who's not a team player. Some office managers have grown sensitive to the burden that office pool efforts can put on some employees. Carla Van Horn, office manager and construction engineer in Los Angeles, says when she's in charge of collection, she asks for $5 at the most. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.